This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about another symptom of depression called fatigue or changes to energy levels. Now, during a lifetime, about 12% of individuals may be affected by depression worldwide. In the United States and Europe, about 18% of individuals may deal with depression. Therefore, depression is one of the most common psychological illnesses worldwide. So far, we have discussed depressed mood, anhedonia, as well as weight, appetite, and sleep changes. Today, let us find out more about another symptom of depression, changes in energy level or fatigue. Now, the DSM-5 lists feelings of fatigue or tiredness as another symptom of depression. As discussed previously, changes in sleep patterns can affect one's energy level. Beyond this, those with depression can become easily exhausted with simple tasks and feel the need to rest throughout the day. They can feel weighted down and heavy. This fatigue can persist throughout the day. Due to this fatigue, those with depression may not even have enough energy to clean their home or bathe themselves properly. Simple tasks seem to cause great exhaustion. Now, not only does regular exercise improve diabetes and blood pressure control, it has been shown to improve the symptoms of depression when compared to relaxation techniques. It is thought that exercise releases hormones called endorphins. Endorphins are thought to act on the brain to decrease pain, stress, and increase happiness. God has given us many tools to improve our mood, including eating a healthy diet and exercising regularly. Yet, it takes a conscious effort to take advantage of what has been given. There are many ways we can fight depression, including by praying and exercising. Therefore, exercise regularly, even when you feel sluggish. When you are finished enjoying the weather and exercising, take yourself on a date. In this, your emotions will improve and you will have a sense of accomplishment. You will be glad you push past fatigue and sluggishness and learn to enjoy the simple things in life, which you may not have noticed before a moment of depression. Remember, the Lord lifts up those who are weighted down. See Psalms 23:3. Let God lift you above your depression that you may see the beauty of life. He will satisfy your weary soul and replenish you. Jeremiah 31:25. God will make your soul come alive. Just believe. Thank you for listening to our episode on symptoms of depression, fatigue. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.